The Honolulu City Council is poised to take a final vote on Friday on whether to approve footing the legal bill for the impeachment petition for City Prosecutor Keith Kaneshiro. Alexander Silbert, a deputy federal public defender, submitted a letter to the Star Advertiser outlining what he thinks they should be considering in open session. We talked to him about the way forward.
The op-ed piece that I wrote and what I was concerned about regarding this issue is that this is a extraordinary event that's taking place. I don't think in the history of Hawaii has this issue come up of whether or not an attorney should be appointed, one, for an impeachment process, which is a political process, and then second, for really what amounts to a disciplinary counsel request where the Attorney General is asking the Supreme Court in its capacity as the overseer of the attorneys in this state whether they should suspend an attorney due to appearance of impartiality, a lack of impartiality in cases, which is really what we would call an Office of Disciplinary Counsel request where an attorney is being possibly sanctioned for misconduct rather than any criminal wrongdoing which may or may not occur if an indictment is ever issued. So these are extraordinary questions. I don't think they've really been answered before, and what I'm hoping is that we have a process in the City Council where we are really educated about why they're doing things and how it's being done, so the cloud of suspicion that has arisen over state government and how it acts in terms of our monies, especially given the $250,000 that was given to ex-chief of police Kealoha, that we really have an open process so we understand.
And that particular settlement caused a lot of hand-wringing, I think, on both sides of the aisle, the police commission and also the city council. When I talked to Ann Kobayashi, she had said that they were just told that it wasn't something that they could vote on because it wasn't using – it was going to be using HPD's money. So she was concerned about that. But then also, now you would like to see these proceedings in an open forum, right?
That's correct, because I know there's this discussion that if it involves allegedly a personnel matter, that they're all done in executive session. I think this is really not that situation. We have one process and one question which is being asked, which is should Mr. Kaneshiro receive an attorney for a political question, an impeachment process. That has nothing to do with a personnel matter. It may involve his activities in his job, but it's really just a simple question of should we appoint an attorney for any elected official who is facing impeachment, which is an act of voters who put them into office attempting to remove them from office. The second issue is really a disciplinary issue where an attorney would appear before the disciplinary board and defend themselves against some claim that their actions as an attorney under their licensing agreement with the state was somehow in jeopardy due to their actions. Again, that's not a personnel decision. That is a disciplinary counsel decision in the way that the Attorney General has framed it. So what I'm hoping is that the City Council will understand that these are very unique and distinct actions, and each one needs to be analyzed separately. And it should be done in the open. There is no reason that these kinds of questions can't be discussed in public.
And given the lack of transparency, I guess, when this settlement was negotiated with the chief, do you think this is more of a case for this to be discussed openly?
What happened with the chief of police and the $250,000, whatever happened in that proceeding, and we really don't know, but whatever happened, it's given rise to the feeling in the community that something just isn't right and that we need to have these things done in the open for public scrutiny, have the press play its role in ferreting it out questions and getting answers so that we understand what's happening. So there is no cloud of suspicion. And I think that's the problem that we're facing now is we have this cloud of suspicion, and it can easily be addressed if we just discuss these matters in the open.
You mentioned this is unprecedented, and we also have the city's top civil lawyer stepping away because of a letter from the federal government. Public trust, I guess, is something that might be paramount right now.
That's what this is all about. We have this opportunity. The city council has this opportunity to demonstrate its belief in the public, its willingness to understand that the public plays a role in this and that they serve the public. And they have that opportunity in this proceeding, and I really hope they don't miss it.
I attended one of the early hearings on the impeachment motion, and there was just lots of ambiguity about the process.
There was rules and procedures in place years ago when the impeachment process was spelled out more clearly, and it went directly to the Supreme Court of Hawaii. The legislature changed that rule and changed the law to allow impeachment petitions to go first to the Circuit Court of the District of Hawaii in Honolulu. The problem is that when they did that, all of the rules and procedures that had been in place were erased. So basically all we have now is a petition for impeachment goes to the Circuit Court and nothing else is spelled out. And so obviously in the future this is going to have to be addressed because it does raise issues of due process. It does raise issues of proper procedure and notice and giving judges clear guidance on how they're supposed to proceed. We shouldn't rush into these things. You know, the Circuit Court judge is having this issue right now, and I'm sure Mr. Kaneshiro will make whatever challenges he thinks are appropriate, and that'll play out in the court system. But I think at some point, once that happens, the legislature is going to have to take it up and have to clarify its position.
What do you make of the situation where you now have a number of cases taken out of the city prosecutor's office and handed over to the state attorney general?
Well, I'm glad to see that happen. It's about time. It should have happened a long time ago, and that's going to raise issues that relate to the attorney general's petition, because she's claiming in that petition that this is something that he should have done. He should have done it a long time ago, and it's evidence that Mr. Kaneshiro's office is not running effectively and efficiently. And the fact that he's only taken these steps now is only going to support the attorney general's petition. I mean, what I think the public needs to understand, and certainly government officials need to understand, we are in uncharted waters here. No one knows really how this process should work and how it's going to work properly. And we should take it deliberately and slowly. But this process is critical, it's important, and it really needs to be done so everybody understands it. So whatever the end result is, no, it's above suspicion, and everybody understands it. And you can agree or you can disagree with the end result, but there really needs to be a process whereby no one is suspicious about what has happened.
And has anyone checked, is there any kind of case law anywhere where something similar has happened in another jurisdiction?
The problem with these issues is that every state is different. We're dealing with state laws. So every state has different rules and procedures of how to discipline lawyers or how to impeach public officials and where that process goes. So while you might look to other states to, you know, have some instruction, I don't necessarily think you're going to find it. But we have some national things that have happened that are illustrative. For example, let's not forget, when President Bill Clinton faced impeachment, he did not get a free attorney. He had to hire his own attorneys. President Trump right now is hiring his own attorneys in this whole possible impeachment process. So if you want to look to the nation, then you have some illustrations and some guidance as to how this should be all worked out.
Okay, but at the end of the day, it's about the process and restoring public faith and public trust in the system that we have.
Absolutely. That's paramount. And, you know, that's what I was writing about in my op-ed piece was, let's lead the nation. Let's be the state. Let's be the government that is open, that takes this seriously, that understands the importance of it, that addresses the issues openly, fairly, publicly. And again, you know, I represent a lot of clients in criminal court who don't get the sentences they necessarily would like to see. But I know that when the court is open and fair and has listened to them and has explained their reasoning, they accept the sentence. And I think the public is the same way. If you're open and you're honest and you explain yourself, the public, whether they agree or don't, will accept the result.
Okay. And then you are credited with bringing this mailbox case to the attention of the FBI.
That was, boy, that seems like a century ago, because that was 2014 that all this really started. Going to the FBI and the U.S. Attorney's Office was the end of December 2014 and January 2015. So it seems like a long time ago.
Did you think, though, that little pebble would ripple out like it has?
I did not expect to see the things that we are seeing now at all. I kind of feel, I've been telling people when they ask me about this, it's kind of like when you pull that loose thread on a sweater, and you just pull a little bit, and then you keep pulling, and the sweater just starts to unravel. And I think my case was that first tug, that first pull on that loose thread, and it's just continuing to be unwound.
Is there anything that's kind of just shocked you on a personal level?
You know, I think, like in a lot of cases we're seeing nationwide, it's the obstruction. It's the attempt by people who get caught up in this at whatever level of government or they are to obstruct. That always amazes me. And sometimes, as we've often seen the case, the obstruction is worse than the original crime.
That was Deputy Federal Prosecutor Alex Silver talking about whether taxpayers ought to pay the legal bill for Honolulu City Prosecutor Keith Kaneshiro. He is advocating that the conversation not take place behind closed doors. Silver hopes the council will reach out to other attorneys knowledgeable about constitutional law, other than just relying on the corporation counsel's lawyers, who may have a narrow view on the issue.